Egypt is a catalyst for the Muslim world, and it's upside down. $95 makes a big difference with human trafficking. And how will the arts open gospel doors in Turkey? We'll tell you all that and much more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Egyptians headed the polls Saturday to vote on a new constitution heavily influenced by Sharia law.
The concerns about the constitution are many.
Todd Nettleton with Voice of the Martyrs USA says two responses are gaining traction. Vote no and don't bother voting at all.
Both sides are opposed to the constitution, but they're advocating a different response.
Nettleton says the supposedly democratic process is having an interesting effect.
Because of the way this is being handled and because President Morsi has overstepped some of the boundaries of his authority, that is really uniting the opposition parties.
Since late November, political turmoil has turned Egypt sideways and upside down. Pray.
Particularly this week as we head into the referendum on the new constitution, we just need to pray for wisdom for the Christians who are in Egypt. Simply praying for God's protection over our Christian brothers and sisters is an important thing to pray for right now.
Next, as the political uncertainty continues in Egypt and the rest of the Middle East, Christians are still getting the training they need. How? Through Bible correspondence courses. President of ION Network USA, Rody Rodehaver.
We have been running a program designed to help disciple believers in the Middle East, and particularly in Egypt, and then it spreads out into Jordan, Lebanon, Iraq, places like that.
ION Network is sending out more than 8,000 correspondence courses every month, free to people who request them. How has the unrest in the region affected the program?
The good thing about a program like this is that it can be carried out quietly through the mails, and the recipient on the other end can get the benefit.
Sponsor a person's course through a link at missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. India is considered a major hub in the human trafficking industry. In the fourth part of our series on non-traditional giving at Christmas, MNN's Ruth Kramer tells us how an unusual gift is playing a role in prevention.
India's anti-trafficking task force has been busy this month breaking up trafficking rings and rescuing girls. India Partners' Donna Glass says,
in order to earn an income if they are not married, they often will turn to prostitution. And so the tailoring schools are one way to help prevent that spread of that scourge in India.
Through their Christmas catalog, $95 gets a machine to girls who complete the India Partner Sewing Program. Then they can start earning money with home business. There's the proactive part of trafficking prevention, too.
There are daily devotions every morning, and so even those women who do not come from a Christian background, who might be Hindu or Muslim, they are introduced to the gospel every day.
More online. Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News.
Meanwhile, Turkish believers are using the arts for the heart of Turkey. Operation Mobilization's Creative Arts Ministry hosted a four-day camp providing training on creative ways to share the gospel to people who are asking questions. They offered Bible teaching and seminars on leading worship and using art in worship. The camp then offered an outreach option. Many used what they learned to proclaim Jesus in song, dance, and theater. Pray that these worship leaders will continue to grow in their gifts. And after land disputes for their school in Belize, Kyle Christian Academy was at a loss on where to relocate. Worldwide Christian Schools helped the school to find a new location. Then, they remodeled the two-story apartment into classrooms. They've already grown to 150 students. Pray that this new location will allow the school to share the hope of Christ with more kids in the area. If you want more information, just go to missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Keith and Kristen Getty's Christmas CD, Joy in Irish Christmas, with your gift of any amount. It features your favorite Christmas carols along with some brand new original songs.
But a humble gift of love, Jesus born of Mary.
Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift to get one, or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.